Last time, I talked about rehabilitating a baby pileated woodpecker named Geppetto who had a sprained wing. Our plan was to release him at Camp Du Nord, just outside the Boundary Waters, where I'd be spending 2 weeks with my daughter Katie and son Tommy. To transport him to the camp, I put an open box on the front passenger seat of my car with a thick 2 or 3 foot long birch branch sticking up out of it. He perched on that the whole ride, looking out the window with interest. We went through some construction on Highway 1, and I can still remember driving along at a snail's pace, construction workers and people in cars going the opposite way staring at Geppetto, the little guy staring right back. At camp, he stuck near us for the first several days and was even more clingy than he'd have normally been because the territorial adults of a nearby pileated family kept chasing him. At some point, he realized that when he flew to me, they disappeared, and after that, a couple of times he actually seemed to approach them to get them to chase him. Then he'd fly straight to me and face them as if taunting, "My mom's bigger than your mom." That seemed to work. They stopped harassing him. I couldn't show him how to slam his face into a tree to root out bugs, but I did bring him to several trees I'd seen other pileateds working in, and he quickly picked up the idea that there were wood-boring beetle grubs and carpenter ants in there, and he could dig them out. He was still flying to me and my kids for meals, but that didn't surprise me at all. I've watched fledglings with a parent before. The babies start figuring out how to get their own food, but until they grow proficient, they can't help but grow impatient and start begging again and again, and the parents seem always to indulge them. In the same way, Geppetto was figuring out how to find food while secure in the knowledge that he wouldn't get too hungry with us to depend on. By the end of the first week, we were growing nervous that Geppetto would not be ready to be on his own by the time we left the following week. He was still insisting on sleeping in our cabin and still wanting a dozen or so meals a day from us. But early the second week, he reached 2 important milestones. By Tuesday, he wasn't asking for meals more than once or twice a day, and that was the day he started sleeping outside somewhere. I don't know if he found an abandoned cavity or what. He was managing to elude our observation, except on his terms. And he didn't once ask for food from us on Thursday or Friday. The last we saw him was Friday afternoon, when he flew to us in a friendly greeting, but then flew off again. Just in case he got into trouble, I left some food with the camp program director, who later told me that he thought he saw Geppetto a few times, but couldn't be sure. It's an unsettling and bittersweet feeling to stop seeing a beloved bird, knowing he's probably, but not definitely, still out there, and hoping he's doing what wild pileated woodpeckers should be doing. As we drove away on Saturday, my kids and I looked back with sadness and hope. I whispered, "Farewell, Geppetto. Live long and prosper." And that was that. I hope he did live long and prosper. My own life has been so much richer for having known and nurtured this magnificent creature who made me the only person I've ever known who was French-kissed in the ear by a pileated woodpecker. Geppetto was the best bird ever. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.